Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, River Parrot. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the depths of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating stories and connect ideas from the vast world of information. Today, we're going to embark on a journey through the serene and historic waters of the River Parrot. Sit back, relax, and let your imagination flow alongside the currents of time. Now, when you think of notable rivers, names like the Nile or the Amazon might spring to mind. But the River Parrot, although more modest in stature, weaves a tapestry of history, ecology, and culture that is just as captivating. This river originates in the picturesque county of Somerset, England, a landscape that has been both the cradle and the canvas of human civilization for millennia. The Parrot starts its journey on the Quantock Hills, a designated area of outstanding natural beauty. Picture this: rolling hills, lush green pastures, and the sweet, earthy scent of the English countryside. From here, it traces a path southward, meandering through towns like Bridgewater and Langport, before embracing the waters of the Bristol Channel. What's truly fascinating about the River Parrot is its rich historical significance. As early as the Roman occupation of Britain, the river served as a major artery of commerce and trade. Imagine Roman merchants centuries ago navigating its waters with boats laden with goods, all essential to the growth and prosperity of this region. How does just a simple body of water carve out such an important role in human development throughout history? It's intriguing, isn't it? Listeners, here's a question to ponder. In our technologically advanced world, have we lost touch with these natural highways that were once vital to our ancestors? Moving forward through history, the medieval era saw the River Parrot become an even more essential part of the tapestry of life. It was a time when towns sprang up along its banks, flourishing through maritime trade. Take Bridgewater, for example. This town grew around the river and became an important center for the wool trade in the Middle Ages. The river's ability to both connect and sustain commerce is a poignant reminder of how our world was built on the ebb and flow of these waterways. But it wasn't just trade that the river nurtured. It also shaped the landscape and even the lifestyles within its floodplains. The Somerset Levels, low-lying wetlands drained by the Parrot and its tributaries, are a testament to the intricate relationship between humans and their environment. This area has been managed since ancient times, with evidence of Iron Age pathways known as causeways that helped people navigate these marshes. Here's another thought. How do you think modern efforts to control and manage water compare with those of our ancestors? Are there lessons we can glean from the past that might help us today in our pursuit of sustainable living? Ecologically, the River Parrot is just as interesting. It's home to a diverse range of wildlife and a crucial habitat for both resident and migratory species. Have you ever paused to consider the ecological networks this river nourishes, from tiny invertebrates to the majestic gray heron? Each plays a vital role in the balance of this aquatic ecosystem, offering us yet another reflection on how interconnected life truly is. In a thought-provoking anecdote, it's worth mentioning the famous 1607 flood, effectively a tidal surge coined as Britain's forgotten natural disaster. The floodwaters reached for miles inland, devastating communities and altering the course of history for many living along the river. The scale and impact of this event serve as a stark reminder of the power of nature, something we continue to encounter today with our own challenges in climate change and rising sea levels. With that, let me ask you, how might understanding the history of natural events like the 1607 flood guide our responses to similar modern-day challenges? Before we close this chapter of Wikipedia, let's talk about the Parrot Trail. Yes, there's even a 50-mile walking trail that follows this river from source to sea. Walking the Parrot Trail offers modern-day adventurers the opportunity to tread in the footsteps of the past, literally. It's a chance to witness the beauty of the river's landscape and the human history it cradles. Why not take a moment to think about how you connect with nature in your life, and maybe even consider planning a trip to explore local gems like this trail? As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on the profound impact a seemingly modest river can have, an impact that ripples through history, ecology, and society. The River Parrot, with its winding path and storied past, is an illustrative example of the power of nature to influence and inspire. I hope this journey along the River Parrot has left you pondering your relationship with the world's waterways. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and never stop uncovering the stories that water, land, and air have to tell. And remember, history is just around the river bend. Thank you for joining me today.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, River Parrot. Thanks for listening. See you next time.